Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
When you make out that shopping list this week, don't forget these six important words.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
You can have happier, healthier meals when there's plenty of butternut on the table. Those fresh, white, even-looking slices just seem to encourage the appetites and praise from the family, too. And once they pick up a slice, butter it, and take that first tender bite, well, you won't have to be told they want butternut from then on. You can tell from those expressions all around the table and those comments. And say, pack butternut bread sandwiches in those lunch boxes, naturally. You'll see how butternut stays so fresh and tender, so extra long. So good with any sandwich filler. So buy a loaf this week. Buy butternut bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper, the picture wrapper that shows you it's fresh and fine and flavor rich even before you pick it up. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Son of Rawhide Cargan. In the early 1870s, the town of Buckeye, Arizona, was the scene of one of the strangest gun duels that occurred in the history of our West. It began with a simple matter of the law against an outlaw. But before the final outcome, it became a contest of whether the frontier was to be settled and civilized or remain wicked and wild. Our story opens as a lone rider brings his lathered horse to a halt in front of a solitary cabin, well hidden in a grove of cottonwood trees.
Whoa, 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 whoa there, you wall-eyed broomtail. Hold on! Whoever wrote that song about a $10 horse and a $40 saddle never had to ride a jughead like you. You ain't even worth $10 Confederate money. Rawhide! Rawhide Cargan! Are you in the cabin? If you are, don't use that six gun. It's me, Elton. Elton Miller! Rawhide!
Oh. It's cold in here. Reckon I'll start a fire.
You try to build a fire up and I'll warm you with a bullet.
Rawhide, you've been sitting in that high back chair all the time?
That's right. We don't need no fire to advertise to anybody else that I'm here. How'd you know where to find me?
As soon as I heard you busted jail over in California, I figured you'd come to our old hideout. 5 years you've been away, Rawhide. You don't look the same.
Prison bars don't make a man younger.
Yes. What are you going to do now?
Make up for them 5 years.
Yeah, sure we will, Rawhide. It's good pickings in these parts. Better than there was in the old days.
That's what I hear.
Did you also hear who became part of the law in Buckeye while you were away?
No.
Your boy, Wes.
My boy, Wes? A badge toter?
What's funny?
Him on one side of the fence, me on the other.
Well, how'd it happen? I never even knew you had a boy till he became Sheriff Winky's deputy.
I don't know how it happened. His ma left me and took Wes back to Texas when he was a little boy. Soon she learned I rode the Alu Trail.
Then you don't know the boy at all, Roy?
No, but I will soon.
You figure Buckeye for your headquarters?
Yeah.
If the law there, they know about the jailbreak.
That was in California. This is Arizona territory. The law here can't touch me. Only a federal marshal can.
Yeah, that's right. It's got to be a United States marshal to take you back across the border.
Let one of them try it. They'll bury him.
Well, I don't figure we'll have no trouble from that old mosshead Sheriff Winky. But Wes ain't no easy mark. He dropped a long loop on a couple of rustlers just the other day.
Yeah, forget about Wes. Him wearing a star's gonna help. We'll have the law and Buckeye working for us.
You really think so?
I know so. Like father, like son. Yeah, between us, we'll cut this whole territory to little pieces and chew it up. Let someone try to stop us, and he'll fill a grave in Boot Hill.
soon be in the town of Buckeye, Cisco.
It's not much farther ahead, Pancho.
That's the home of home of...
What?
The home of home of... It's where Sheriff of home Winky lives, no?
Si, Pancho. We aren't even in Buckeye yet, and already you are making up those silly jokes.
Well, Sheriff Winky always making the silly jokes on Pancho, only all the time he gets the better of Pancho.
He probably spends as much time as you do thinking up jokes. It's a wonder he is able to keep law and order.
Oh, he not got no troubles. He got a good deputy.
Young Wes Cargan is a good deputy, Pancho. I am not sorry I asked Sheriff Winky to take him on.
He not like that maverick padre of his was you sent to the jail over in California. How long ago that was, Cisco?
About 5 years ago.
Be 5 years before Sheriff Winky be able to think up a better joke than Pancho gonna play on him.
No more betting, Pancho. Remember, you lost the last time.
Isn't that really betting, Cisco? Pancho's wanna show Sheriff Winky Pancho as smart as he. Look. Pancho show you. Now, Pancho not really bet with you, Cisco. We only make believe. Now, come on. You get off Diablo, please. Come on.
We are so close to town, Pancho. It can't wait.
Oh, please, Cisco. Pancho, when he show you the joke.
Oh, all right, Chico.
Now, you got to make believe we each bet $2. Remember, it's not for real.
Si. I hear my $2.
And here, Pancho's $2. Now, Pancho say, you don't even know where you are. And Pancho bet you $2 you're not even here. And Pancho able to prove it.
Oh, that is silly, Pancho. I'm standing right next to you.
Pancho able to prove it.
Very well. Go ahead.
You're not in Phoenix.
No, I'm not in Phoenix.
You're not in Tucson.
No, Pancho, I am not in Tucson.
Well, then, if you're not in Phoenix and you're not in Tucson, you got to be someplace else, huh? And if you're someplace else, you not can be here. Yeah. Pancho prove it and Pancho win. Pancho take the money.
Pancho.
If Pancho do the same to Sheriff Winky, if Pancho get the better of him this time.
You and the sheriff are like little children.
Here's your $2 boxes, though.
Gracias. I hope you do not intend to take Sheriff Winky's money from him if you win.
Pancho tell you, Cisco. Sheriff Winky take Pancho's money the last time.
Up, Diablo.
Go.
I suppose there is no use telling you, Pancho. You will have to learn by bitter experience. It does not pay to gamble.
You're the fine one to talk. The truth, you never gamble for monies, but when people need help, you gamble with your life at the drop of a sombrero.
Well, there is a difference.
There'd be plenty of difference if you get killed.
Do not worry. I have no intention of getting killed. There is Sheriff Winky standing by the hitch rail.
Well, I say, Sheriff.
What is this, Sheriff Winky?
Hey, Cisco. Pancho. Howdy.
We just talk about you.
Yes, I've been watching you ride into town, arguing every foot of the way. What was that fiddle-faddle with the money Pancho was doing?
Fiddle-faddle?
What makes you think we were arguing, Sheriff Winky? Oh,
diablo, ho-ho.
Yeah, you remind me of the two fellas who were arguing. And one of them fellas, you say anything more to me, and I make you eat your words. And t'other one says, chicken dumplings, hot biscuit, and gooseberry pie.
That is just what Pancho and I were talking about, Senor Sheriff.
You see, Cisco, he started already. Pancho tells you he do.
No, you're just jealous because you can't think him up as fast. Come on to the office and rest a spell.
That's what you say. Pancho, think up jokes as fast as you anytime, Sheriff Homer Winky. Anytime.
What do you say we three go over to the cafe and get something to eat?
No, Cisco. First, Pancho got to prove to this fiddle-faddle Sheriff Winky.
Yeah, the only thing I ever saw you prove, Pancho, is that you can eat as much as a horse.
Pancho made you eat your words.
I'd be glad to, Pancho. Chicken dumplings, hot biscuit, and gooseberry pie.
That dude does it. There, $2. Pancho bet you not even know where you are. Pancho bet you not even here, and Pancho able to prove it.
All right, Pancho, go ahead. Here's my $2.
You're not in Phoenix?
Nope, I ain't in Phoenix.
You're not in Tucson?
No, I ain't in Tucson.
Well, if you're not in Phoenix and if you're not in Tucson, you gotta be someplace else, huh? And if you're someplace else, you not can be here. Pancho win the bet. Hey, why'd you take the money, Sheriff Winky? Pancho win the bet.
What'd you say, Pancho?
Pancho not lose. You get Pancho the money you put in the pocket of your pantalones.
What do you mean?
You take the $4 right off that table and put it in the pocket of your pantalones.
Wait, how could I?
How could you? Pancho stand here and see
now,
you
listen,
could.
Listen, Pancho. You said I wasn't here. I was someplace else.
See?
Yeah, if I was someplace else, I couldn't be here.
See?
Well, now then, if I couldn't be here, How could I take you $4?
No buts
about it, Pancho. Not a smidgen of a doubt about it.
You look here, Sheriff Homer, will you? Pancho, let you get away with this fiddle faddle. I showed you all the damage.
Senor Sheriff, Pancho. Oh, that argument will go on far into the night. They could not hear a dynamite explosion if it were directly under them.
Where's the sheriff? There's going to be a shooting over at the Longhorn Cafe.
Well, the sheriff is in the back room. Un momento. No use to call him now, even if I could get his attention. Come on. Who is over at the Longhorn?
Passel of the toughest, orneriest vinegaroons I ever seen. Never saw him in Buckeye before.
They are all strangers to you?
All except one or two. They're trying to prod that young deputy, Wes Cargan, into a gunfight. Hey, wait up, not so fast.
Sorry, senor. You stay here. I must get there before Wes Cargan is murdered.
You've had your fun. Now get your gear together and go on back where you came from. Every last one of you.
Simmer down, deputy. You're biting off more than you can chaw. Every hombre in this here cafe can handle a six-gun better than average. I'm Elton Miller. That's Grant Dalton, Frank Quisenberry, Bill Bonney, Henry Plummer, Cray Allison, Boone Helm, Johnny Ring.
And I'm Wes Cargan, deputy sheriff of Buckeye. I know the gunslinging reputation of every one of you hombres. I also know you're not going to hold up in this town.
There's you got a gunfight, each and every one of us, sonny. Deputy Cargan.
I'm starting with you, you loudmouth maverick.
Easy there, boys. Easy, easy there. We can't hold it against the deputy. He's got spunk. He's like his old man.
I reckon you're right, Rawhide. Except it sure looks funny for a Cargan to be wearing a tin star.
Rawhide.
That's right, boy. I'm your pa.
You? Rawhide Cargan?
Freeze. Every last one of you.
Cisco! Sir Cisco, kid.
What goes on here? A meeting for every desperado in the Southwest?
Howdy, Cisco. I can handle this.
I know you can, Senor Wes. I only want to be the eyes in the back of your head. Rawhide. How did you...
Finish it, Cisco. I know he's Rawhide Cargan.
So you broke out of jail, Cargan.
That's right, Cisco. The jail you sent me to 5 years ago. 5 years of laying awake every night behind them bars remembering you put me there. 5 years of planning to kill you.
With the most vicious gunman in the entire Southwest to back him, Rawhide Cargan may very likely be able to carry out his threat. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Your shopping is easier since Butternut Bread introduced that new picture wrapper. There's no more guess, no squeeze, no doubt about the freshest, finest, whitest bread on your grocery shelves. And now listen to this. Butternut's brand new extra delicious wheat bread comes to you in a companion picture of quality wrapper. Butternut's white bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper. Butternut's wheat in the red and white check gingham wrapper. And both have that true-to-life picture that makes shopping easier. You can see what you buy before you buy and be sure of the finest for your table. And your family will really go for the new Butternut Wheat Bread, the finest, smoothest wheat bread ever to feel the touch of a butter knife. And wait till you try it for toast. Virtually melts in your mouth, turns to a crisp golden brown, tastes so extra good. So why wait? Try Butternut's new wheat bread right now. You'll like it. You'll love it. Insist on Butternut Wheat Bread in the red and white check gingham wrapper.
And now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Son of Rawhide Cargan. After 5 years in jail, Rawhide Cargan breaks out. He meets with an old partner in crime, Elton Miller, and together they plan to make the town of Buckeye a headquarters for every desperado in the Southwest. However, Rawhide's son, Wes Cargan, who is Sheriff Homer Winkie's deputy, has other ideas. He orders the gunman out of town. When Cisco comes to help Wes, Rawhide threatens to kill him. No.
Listen, hombres. Since you all seem to know me, you should know I hit what I aim at. Who will be the first to go against my guns?
You figure that out, Cisco. Getting out of here won't be as easy as coming in. One of us will get you.
You bet we will, Rawhide. One of us is bound to get the chance. Right, boys?
That's right.
You're going to have more than Cisco's guns to face. Here are mine alongside his.
Bueno, Señor Wes. You'll be the eyes in the back of my head. Back to back, pronto.
All right, Cisco, we're covered on all sides. These four guns are going to take us out of here alive, or they're going to cause a lot of you to be buried.
How about it, Rawhide?
Take your time, Elton. You and the other boys just watch your chance. It's only Cisco I want. Get him.
Once we start to move, keep up a steady stream of fire. Keep them jumping.
Gotcha. We'll keep them so busy they won't be able to reach for their six guns.
Come on, Señor West.
Ready, Cisco?
Hey! They're going to get away!
Look out the doorway, Cisco! Here it is!
Where, Señor West? Enough! Now, you coyotes, the first one of you to come through this door will stop lead.
What are you? Hold it, boys. Hold it. Wait a minute.
There's still a chance.
Yeah, there'll be others.
I reckon that tells you what side of the fence your boy's on, Rawhide.
Maybe. Maybe not, Elton.
What do you mean?
I still ain't had time to talk to Wes. Maybe he done the right thing back in Cisco's place.
How can you figure that?
It's to our advantage to keep Wes a badge toter even after he's on our side.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. How are you going to get a talk to him without Cisco around?
Well, considering how all you boys are backing me, I think I can arrange it.
You got a plan?
Yeah. We'll let Wes think we agree to go back where we come from if he agrees to a meeting with me.
We all leave town?
That's right.
What about the Cisco kid?
I'll throw the Cisco kid off his guard. First thing he'll do is ride to be deputized as United States Marshal so he can come after me. When he leaves town, we'll be waiting to dry gulch him.
Right, Cargan break the jail and over at the Longhorn Cafe, Cisco?
You heard Cisco right the first time, Pancho.
He has gathered about the worst cutthroats in the Southwest.
I'll deputize every able-bodied hombre here in Buckeye. It's a showdown.
See, it is, Sheriff Winkie. But I am afraid many good citizens of this town will be killed unless we can think of some way to draw those sidewinders from the Longhorn.
You think of a way, Cisco?
No. Whatever we're going to do, we got to think of it fast. So far, them skunks ain't budged hide or hair out of that cafe. They won't stay there for long.
Hey, someone's coming out now. Get ready.
Un momento. There's only one hombre. He carry a white flag.
Yeah, flag of truce. He's heading to this office. Appears to me I know him.
Well, it's Elton Miller, Sheriff.
He was Rawhide's errand boy in the old days.
Yeah, that's right. I reckon he still is. Now, why would he come here to Palava?
We'll soon know.
That is one fight you should not be in, Señor Wes.
Why? Because Rawhide's my father?
Well, see, that is why.
I took an oath when I took this badge. This fight is mine.
I can't agree with Cisco, Wes.
You want me to turn in the badge, Sheriff Winkie?
No. That's not what I mean at all, Wes.
Here come that Elton Miller coyote.
Open the door for him, Pancho.
See, I opened the door.
I got a truce flag here.
Yeah, we'll respect it, Miller. Come on in.
Rawhide sent over a message to his boy.
Yeah? What's the message?
He says if you'll agree to talk to him alone, him and the rest of us will do what you ask. We'll go back to where we came from.
Anything he's got to say to me, he can say to Sheriff Winkie, Cisco, and Pancho.
Con permiso, Señor Wes. I think you should agree to meet with your padre alone.
What?
It may save the lives of many townspeople.
That's right, Wes. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, Sheriff. Cisco, I will. Thanks. I want you to know. Well, thanks. Come on, Miller.
Let's go.
Hey, Pancho, one of you do the right thing, Cisco. After all, the blood thickened in the water.
We did right. Somehow I know.
Yeah, I reckon we did. Leastways, I sure hope so. If we're wrong, we and the folks in this town stand a good chance of being massacred. There won't be no law on this frontier for 100 years to come.
I told you my plan would work. Soon as I convince my boy he belongs with me, we'll trap them law dogs.
There he is, Rawhide.
Come on in, Elton. You too, Wes.
What do you want, Rawhide?
Anxious, ain't you? Just like me when I was your age.
Miller said you and the others are willing to leave Buckeye.
Yeah, we're willing to leave for the time being.
What does that mean?
Means I aim to take over this territory, Wes. Make it safe for any outlaw who wants a hideout. You and me together, we'll control it.
Are you plumb out of your head?
Don't talk to me that way. I'm your paw. Don't you see, Wes? I'll be building an empire for you, like others build a cattle empire.
What makes you think I'd go for anything like that?
You're my son, that's reason enough.
I've never been able to forget I'm your son, Rawhide. That's why I'm here now, working as a deputy in your old town, trying to make up for the evil you've caused here.
That ain't no use jawing with him, Rawhide. Sounds just like that mother-in-law dog.
If you ain't with me, you're again me.
You bet I am. If I had a federal warrant in my pocket, you'd be behind bars where you belong.
I ought to do more than just whop you across the face. I ought to take them guns and that tin star and ram them down your craw, you young whelp.
Get out of town, Rawhide. The next time we... Just get out of town.
No, boys. No. We'll hold to that flag of truce same as they did. Let them go. You're no son of mine, you young pup. Next time we meet, I'll gun you down where you stand, like I would to any other badge-toting hyena. Next time you look into my eyes, you'll be staring into the eyes of death.
Not like this, Cisco. It's mucho dangerous.
Yeah, there is not as much risk as you think. It is dark, and those bandidos have been gambling in the cafe all afternoon, Pancho. Come on.
And the horses are still at the hitch rack.
We'll use the rope from the saddle of this last horse.
Pancho, think it's better, Pancho, instead of Winky, not make the jokes about the string of fish. Then we'll not be doing this.
For the first time, your jokes are going to do us some good.
Some good, my jokes?
There. Rope is tied to the bridle of this horse. By running the ends of the ring on the bits of all these other caballos.
Just like threading the fish hooks after you catch this thing of fish. And those bandidos come running outside to get their horses. They be surprised.
I'm sure it will enable the posse Sheriff Winky gathered to capture those renegades without bloodshed.
Bueno, I got the last horse tied. We'll go back to the sheriff's office now, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. Andale.
How we get those bandidos out of the cafe and out of the horses?
Did you not hear me tell the sheriff and Senor West about pretending a troop of cavalry had come to town?
Oh, that's what you talk about when Sheriff Winky say he got the bugle and he sound the cavalry charge.
Si. You will ride with him. Your job is to help him convince those renegades in the cafe.
Leave it to Pancho. What Pancho say, make them believe it. You think you're able to keep Senor West away from Rawhide?
I must. If they meet, Rawhide will gun down West in cold blood. Senor West will not draw a gun on his padre, not even to prevent his own murder.
Oh, boy, steady there.
Easy, Diablo. Hold on, ho-ho. We sure hit from Pancho and Sheriff Winky any moment now, Senor West.
I just don't like this waiting. Hope your idea works, Cisco.
You be sure to take your half of the posse down to the end of town to round up any of the bandidos that may escape this half of the posse.
If they get that far, we'll stop them. You'll never be sorry you believed in me, Cisco.
I know that, Senor West. There's Sheriff Winky. Get going, Senor West. See you later.
Good luck, Cisco. Come on, boys, let's go.
Get up!
Get up! Come on, get up!
Ready, senores? Any moment, those coyotes will come running out of the Longhorn and mount up on their horses.
Here they go, Cisco.
Si, Senor Dave. Wait until they are mounted and try to ride away. Now, senores, while they are still confused, ride in and capture them. Up, Diablo, hold on! Surround those mavericks, amigos. Do not let them draw their guns. Hold up, ho, ho, ho. What about Senor West, Pancho?
Hold up, Senor West, go after that Rawhide maverick alone.
How could he, Pancho?
Pancho, Rawhide run away on foot. After the trouble these bandidos get into, Rawhide not even tried to mount up on his horse.
Santos, you saw West go after him?
Hey, look, look, there the asses go.
Madre mía. Up, Diablo, come on.
Wait for Pancho. Go, 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 go.
Rawhide. Rawhide Cargan. Close, but not close enough, maverick. You're
not get the chance to use that gun again.
I don't need it, Cisco.
I'm glad you think so, Coyote.
I think I can change your mind.
And I do not think you'll be too difficult.
Well, now, Cisco, you changed his mind, all right.
Cisco, how did you know? I thought I'd be able to. But when it came right to it, I couldn't draw on him.
I understand, Senor Wes. Come on. Let us help Sheriff Winky and the posse round up those other bandidos and put them behind bars where they belong.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
That Maverick Rawhide. He very surprised when you make him go back to California with us. So they're able to put him back in the jail.
He thought it would take United States Marshal's warrant to get him back there.
Si.
Well, he knows now there is more than one way to see that justice is done.
And those bandidos would ride with him. They know it too.
Si.
They not get out of the prison for a long, long time.
Well, I think we have heard the last of them. And I hope we have heard the last of your jokes with Sheriff Winky.
See, you hear the last. Banjo finally get the better of that sheriff.
Why, I understand he asked you a riddle you could not answer.
Sheriff Winky, he not tells you the whole thing.
Well, what was the riddle he asked you, Pancho?
Sheriff Winky asked Pancho, why is a zoo like a carnival sideshow?
And you could not tell him why a zoo was like a carnival sideshow, right?
That's right. And Pancho tell him Pancho not know why a zoo like a sideshow, but the sheriff should feel right at home at either place.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco! Oh.
Abbiamo!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Say, boys and girls, when Mother sends you to the store, how do you tell a good bunch of bananas? You look at them, don't you? And that's how to tell a good bread, too, by looking at it. Yes, just look at any blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper, and you can see that it's the freshest, finest loaf of bread in town. How? Because there's a picture of butternut's fresh, fine slices right on that wrapper, an actual true-to-life picture. You see, there's no guess, no squeeze, no doubt when you buy butternut. You can see, you can be sure that you're buying the bread Mom is going to like. You'll like it, too, for those noontime sandwiches, or toast at breakfast, or fresh from the wrapper at dinner. Butternut is always fresh, rich, and tender. So, boys and girls, next time Mom sends you to the store to buy bread, don't guess, squeeze, or doubt. Just reach out and pick up that loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.